The agents that are stepping up and talking all about what's to come in the real estate industry are those that adopt a growth mindset and usually are the leaders, right? Certainly, we have a mix of what's going on here and everybody talking about all the things that could come of these lawsuits and everything. However, the people that adopt a growth mindset, look inward, see how we can grow every single time, are absolutely going to be the leaders and the people that you should be looking for to follow in times of change and uncertainty. So if you want to talk about that and talk all about growth, stay tuned and let's get it.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy Kane.
What's up, guys? Jeremy Kane, Real Estate Agent Playbook. This is the Agent Change series, talking about what could come and all the things. We've put all the talk about the lawsuits and the settlements and what could or couldn't be behind us. And now we're shifting our mindset to what's ahead, some ideas to grow. The mindset starts first. We can't get anywhere without the mindset. So if you are, you know, just watching this video for the first time, we are right in the middle of the Agent Change series. All of that before, you know, videos 1 through 3, and now we're moving forward. We're going to get into the tactical and we're going to absolutely start with the growth mindset. So like, comment, subscribe so you check that next video out. You're notified when these continue to come out. And then if you're on the podcast, please share this. Please, you know, subscribe to the podcast over there. And I will absolutely deliver an amazing plethora of ideas and messages. And that's all this is about, is just putting ideas out there, getting us to think a little bit differently, out of the negative, into the positive, and a path moving forward. All right, so it should go kind of unsaid, but the importance of a growth mindset is absolutely huge. I'm currently reading High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard, and I'm going to read you something from that right now. Seeking excellence and experiencing satisfaction are not mutually exclusive. Being satisfied, then, doesn't mean settling. It simply means accepting and taking pleasure in what is. And that's super powerful. And I want you to understand, when we talk about growth, there's a lot of hustle culture and never being satisfied. That's not what we're talking about here. And, you know, that, you know, segment from his book in the dissatisfaction segment at the end of the book was absolutely just hit home and felt like it was something we needed to kind of build on. So, you know, being satisfied and growing and being excellent are not mutually exclusive, right? So that's first and foremost. And we have to work through that and kind of unpack it. But regardless of anything, what's to come, it's all about control what you can control. And the only thing you can control is your attitude and your effort that you put towards your business. And so if we're considering that and we're going to grow no matter what, then why wait until, you know, things change in July, or when the DOJ signs off on the settlement, or when they don't sign off on the settlement? Let's get into the growth mindset right now. How can we take from this what clearly, you know, at least the attorneys or society is telling us that we need to improve on in our industry, and take some time to build that up and get into that growth mindset and come up with these creative ideas for marketing and all the things? This is your time. This is your time to be in that, you know, growth mindset. And if you're embracing the change, as we've talked about in this series so far, let's embrace it. Let's break it down. Let's take the facts, not, you know, what everyone's putting out there and their projections on where it's going to go and what's going to happen to the industry. And let's put those aside and just say, okay, I'm going to embrace this change and I'm going to get better for it, right? At the very least. And so through this growth mindset and so on, it's easy to get hampered down by all the things and all the programs and all the things you can build. So just do me a favor and take some time to personally reset, right? I was just coaching an agent yesterday and I was talking to them and I was like, okay, well, you work 60, 70 hours a week and you have these things. What's important to you? What are you doing for your personal? Like, are you getting out and physically taking a walk or doing any physical activity and so on? And I think we get so focused on this growth and this hustle culture and all the things that we don't take time to reset and make ourselves better. Right? Certainly, you could sleep 4 hours a day and you're hustling and doing all the things, but you are never at your peak performance if you're limiting your sleep, you know, and always, you know, in the work and doing everything you can. So although I am all about growth mindset, don't let it overcome you. Don't let it, you know, take over, you know, those things. So get outside for a 30-minute walk at minimum. Spend time with that family that's uninterrupted and not, you know, on the tablets and the cell phones and all the things. And so don't take this as a message like, oh, I gotta, you know, burn the candle at both ends and I gotta do everything I can right now because I have 3 months. That's not what this is. But build a positive, you know, atmosphere for you to exist at your highest level. The point of growth and growth mindset is performing at your peak level as often as possible. And those things are very important when you're working on this growth mindset. So you may or may not know, I completed the entire Live Hard program, Andy Frisella. It was an amazing, you know, transformation in my mental fortitude and my attitude and all the things. The health benefits were secondary. The mental fortitude was absolutely the key. And so it ultimately gives you several tasks to complete a day that require you to get in discipline and do those things. I would highly recommend it to anyone that's looking to kind of get back on track. If you feel like you're spread too thin or anything like that, I certainly got more work done while I was on 75 Hard and the Live Hard program than I have in my entire life. And so that really is my success story of the growth mindset, just seeing the productivity, seeing the clarity, seeing all of those things that I absolutely, you know, were the benefits of the 75 Hard program. I actually did a 3-part series way back when on the 75 Hard program. You can check it out on my channel for sure. And so much as we did during the COVID years when we had no idea what was going on, or 08, 09 when things were changing and we, you know, the agents had absolutely crushed it through those years and saw the opportunity, you know, 08, 09, people that moved their business to REO and all the things, those agents kind of maintained, got through. Certainly they weren't, you know, top of the food chain, but they made that adaption. And COVID, we had all kinds of different rules, every different locale and city and county and state and country, you know, everyone is throwing rules at us. We have that adaption. And so if we take our growth mindset into that, knowing, right, the thing about those, you know, maybe a lot of people didn't see them coming. We know that this change is coming. So let's not be part of the chaos and whatever, and let's be part of the growth forward thinking piece of that and embrace that and move forward and build things and be who you are as an agent, building out your communication skills and your, you know, communication of your value that you may have. Because at the very worst, right, the DOJ could say, nope, we're not doing that. Right. And then things might change a little bit more drastically than maybe they will right now. So let's just embrace the change. Let's continue with that growth mindset. When you get that right hook to the gut and you're like, oh, that one hurts. That's going to, you know, maybe I built something that's not going to be allowed or whatever. Just get back up and be like, okay, I built this in my growth mindset and now I just have to change it this much. But the point is that you built it. The hard work's already done. You just have to adapt and overcome. And if adapting and overcoming involves you wanting to transition your business to a real estate listing agent versus a buyer's agent, buyer's agent to listing agent in 30 days webinar will be out by the end of April. If you comment webinar on this video, we will absolutely put you on the list to get first priority on that webinar. It's going to be all kinds of tools, resources, KPIs, you know, steps 1 through 30, a day-by-day plan. And this will absolutely help you transition your business from a buyer's agent to listing agent. And if nothing really changes, guess what? You've always said you want to be a listing agent. So again, comment webinar below and you'll be on the list. And so let's talk about, you know, some practical tips that we can implement right now to help you with growth. And the first thing, you know, it sounds kind of crazy and cliche, and we even maybe forgot about it, is we need to set some goals, you know, for the next week, for the next month, for the next 3 months, whatever that looks like, and understand that we have an entire quarter of an entire year in our lifetime to kind of just measure this, right? And let's see where we go, right? Let's see how we can transition to a growth mindset. So set some goals for mindset, set some goals for, you know, activity, and maybe it's a exercise or a diet or or anything like that that will help you stay in momentum, stay clear. Because the truth is, you know, the crap that we put into our bodies, the crap we do, the time we waste is not doing us any favors. So let's set some standards, some goals, not just in real estate, right? Right now, more than ever, it shouldn't be, I want to sell 40 houses this quarter or whatever. It should be, how can I develop that business, right? The true leaders of what's happening right now and the people that will come out of this better than they went into it are the ones that are going to focus on their business, are going to take control of it, right? Because truthfully, over the last 10 years, even in real estate, we have not had to run our business, our real estate business, like an actual business, right? Certainly people have, and maybe you have, and that's awesome, but then you're ahead of the game. Just tweak it a little bit. Let's set some goals, let's set some standards, and make sure that we're dialed in and doing everything we possibly can to be prepared for whatever comes, right? And then if we always come back to the growth mindset, right? When we always get, you know, hit in the stomach and we're like, ugh, you know, that's not good, right? Or maybe I wasted a little bit of time doing this. But the truth is, we can grow. We can continue to grow and step forward. And that's exactly what this Agent Change series is about. There is not a more important video than this one right here that you just watched. Again, if you're interested in the webinar, comment webinar below. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so that you can, you know, be notified as we move through this. I want to be a resource. If, you know, I say something or, you know, it's something you don't want to comment, you want to have a conversation, Realtor Game Plan, call below. We'll absolutely take 30 minutes to dive in, talk about it, talk about your unique situation, and help you build a plan to change your business forever in this next quarter. So share this with anybody, any other agents that you hang out with that, you know, might get benefit from it. And I can't wait to see on the next one. Let's go get a win today. Let's go.